Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from the healthyamerican.org. I want to thank all of you for being on board as Healthy Americans. You are individuals of discernment, and that's what we do on this channel, is we read between the lies, as I call it, and we don't take things at face value. The topic of our video is the secret leaks, and I'm going to call them cover stories that are intended to protect Bob Kennedy. Now, you know that I have been exposing this man's double talk, his forked tongue. He is now a public serpent, as I call them, those who are serving evil. And I can say that with a great amount of confidence because I've been exposing him in his own words over the last several years. And many people now are waking up to the truth about this untrustworthy man. And it's been difficult for some people to actually face the fact that someone that they thought was going to be their hero, their savior, is actually letting them down. I've got dozens and dozens of videos on this channel in my RFK playlist. And I want to say it again. I'm not out to get him. I'm not out to get anyone. I am out to get the truth, to expose the truth at whatever the cost. And I just want to alert you to the cover stories that are coming out intended to protect Kennedy. And I'm sure that you can follow as I connect the clots here. So imagine this, people like you and me, in the beginning of all of the hogwash, as I call it, we didn't fall for all of the government oppression and tyranny. We stood up against it. There were thousands, millions of individuals who lost their jobs because they wouldn't take this government mandated, hate to use that word, but the government coerced jab. The government was, without any authority, imposing these medical interventions against people's will. I mean, on what planet is that even remotely moral or ethical, let alone legal? Whether or not you wanted to go along with that, you have to admit that having the government force you into some kind of medical intervention against your will is not about freedom. And it's certainly not about safety. And it's certainly not about health. It's about control and it's about oppression. So many people like you and me said, no way, we're not going for that. And we stood strong. And the powers that shouldn't be realized that not everyone fell into their bucket of going along with it. Let me know if you were shocked at the number of people that did. I was actually floored that many people didn't even take the time to question. They just went along with it like eagerly, excitedly, giddily, like they were a part of something. I mean, at least question what you're presented with. When I was in college, there were bumper stickers that said question authority, and no one trusted the government. The government was the bad guy. And now they've kind of twisted it around and they want you to restore trust in the government. That's what Bob Kennedy says all the time. But think about how this scenario unfolds. You've got many people that didn't go along with that government tyranny and oppression. So what happened? They had to send out what Sage Hanna, who was a Substacker, if you read that his or her posts, then you'll see that Sage Hanna refers to them as tier two. So those of us that didn't fall into their clutches in the tier one or the phase one, we kind of filtered through the colander there into the next bucket, and they had to have others ready to sweep us away that we could trust. So we saw the rise of Bob Kennedy. We saw Bob Malone. We saw Steve Kirsch. We saw Del Bigtree and others that at the outset, you'd say, Peggy, what are you talking about? They've been fighting for us. Well, think about it. Bob Malone, all these Bobs, Bob Malone is the one who actually says that he created the mRNA jab and has been proudly stating that, saying and actually arguing that no one else did it but him. So why would you want to have that claim to fame? And then they kind of bamboozled you into saying, well, we didn't know it would be so harmful. We were just trying to save lives. Well, for those of you that may not realize, all of these carry very dangerous harms. And there is a website that I've spoken about before called Physicians for Informed Consent. And if you're not sure about what's in these jabs or what they do or what diseases that they are supposed to prevent, go to that website, Physicians for Informed Consent, and click on every single document that they have under education. And you can read for yourself all of the eye-opening information about these unnecessary products. And I know that many of you had these as a child, and I don't think I did because I had the mumps and I had the measles and I had chicken pox. So either I got the jab and it didn't work, but I think more likely I didn't have it. Now, my parents have passed on, so I don't have an opportunity to ask them, but I've spoken about that at length. The bigger picture that I'm after is that there are people that are still kind of lukewarm about whether or not they should undergo these medical interventions. So what the powers that shouldn't be, they realize that not everybody fell for their hogwash the first time around. So they sent out not people that we would easily push back against, like governors and health officers and your employer and the cashier at Trader Joe's that wouldn't let you go shopping unless you were self-suffocating. Well, they brought out other people that they wanted us to trust. And that's been what Bob Kennedy has been saying all along. We want you to trust us, to trust the government, to trust those in charge, to trust the CDC. And we're going to change things so that we'll trust us. We're going to do better science and we'll have better products that are going to be safe and effective. So setting the stage. Now there's a next phase that comes up when it's obvious to many of us that this guy and others are basically a ruse. It's not, they're the charlatans. They're the bait and switch brigade. Then they have to come out with another plan. And this next plan is to pretend that Big Pharma is against Bob, while all the while Bob and all of his actions and policies really promote Big Pharma, because he wants there to be more vaccine testing. Guess who gets paid to do that testing? The pharmaceutical companies. And they get paid from you. Your tax dollars, the money that the government steals out of your paycheck, goes to all sorts of programs that you probably are not in favor of. And one of those programs, heavily funded through the Health and Human Services Department of the United States government, which is the largest with trillions, I think it is probably gazillions of dollars if I count it all up. And I've done videos breaking down that budget in great detail. Look at my RFK Jr. playlist if you'd like more. It has the largest budget of the entire United States government. And it's all about health and human services. Why the government has to be involved in our health? And what in the non-spinning world even, what does human services mean? It's very strange to me. And I think all of that should be in the private sector. If there are companies that want to do research and create new drugs and you want to go to your doctor and be prescribed that, fine, go for it. Why should the government be involved in it? I actually don't understand that at all. So now you've got someone like Bob that wants more testing, which is going to enrich the pharmaceutical companies to the tune of billions of dollars. And in the meantime, in order to do testing, that means more individuals have to get the cocktail, as I call it. I use those code words to outwit the nitwits here in the algorithm. So them's the facts, folks. All right. If you're pushing for more testing on poison, which will never be proven safe, then to me, that's a fool's errand. That is a red herring. And they trotted out Bob, who has been a great disappointment to so many people. So what they had to do next is come out with a leaked document that all the big pharma companies want Bob to resign and be fired. Let me share that with you, right? This is the cover story to make you, not you smart ones, but the others that aren't, you know, up to speed on it, say, well, Peggy, if Big Pharma wants him gone, he must be, you know, helping us stand up against the government and Big Pharma. Well, let's take a look at this, shall we? And this comes from Bob Malone, who many people followed in the beginning and thought, hey, this is fantastic. An actual virology doctor who created the mRNA is now coming out and saying, well, you know what? It might be kind of harmful after all, after he himself said that he got the jab because he wanted to travel. Yeah. I guess that was supposed to incentivize people to say, well, if he got it, it must be okay. So I'll probably get it to travel too. for myself, hashtag never have, never will, participated in any of that. And I know many of you have as well. And some of you may have taken a wrong turn here or there that you determined was a wrong turn for yourself. And you're back on track saying, I'm not going to do that ever again. So they trot out Bob, they trot out Steve Kirsch, who is a billionaire, who, by the way, hi, Steve, if you're watching this. Remember back in 2020 when you contacted me to find out how you could legally not suffocate yourself, and I gave you all of my information for free, and you didn't even have the courtesy to write back and say thank you. So just putting that on the record. And Steve, who's a billionaire, wanted to get donations for his vaccine safety research fund organization, because he loves those words, vaccine safety, just like Del Bigtree loves the words vaccine safety. And Bob Kennedy loves the words vaccine safety, as do many others. And I would eliminate the word safety and replace it with another one called harms, dangers, poisons, and so forth. Now, we're going to take a look at that. And then I want to share with you a very well-written summary by my friend and health freedom advocate, Laura Hayes, who has been on this channel. She's been on the forefront of this fight for literally decades because she has an adult injured son who sadly was robbed of a normal life because of these doctors' insistence and coercion to go along with the science. So many, many parents are aware of what's going on and they're not falling for this. So I'm going to end the video sharing with you her well-written summary about this vaccine advisory council and how that also is kind of playing into this huge bait and switch. Before I do that, let's take a look at Bob Malone's, another Bob, and here we are. And we're going to take a look here at his Twitter page, and it's called The Plot to Get RFK. Now, so many of you are savvy enough to realize that that is very kind of clickbaity language. And, you know, I knew it. I knew that that RFK has been blackmailed and he can't speak the truth. You're telling me that a Kennedy that has the whole world stage that he's on, and you're telling me that you yourself, if you were being blackmailed and your family was at risk and you had the whole world and Tucker Carlson with his permanent scowl and all of the other podcasts available to you, you wouldn't go on there and say, hey, my life's in danger. I'm being blackmailed. Would someone please help me? My family's in danger. I would say that. I wouldn't hide behind harming other people. So that's another ruse. You can see through it, can't you? The plot to get RFK, they need better script writers. Click on the image to go to the article, which I did, and here it is. This phrase caught my eye right off the bat, and they buried it several paragraphs into the story. If the leak is genuine, well, you just CYA, is that how the crude expression goes, Bob? Yeah, if the leak is genuine. Well, I'm here to tell you it probably isn't, because I don't fall for that stuff. So here, this organization there that he is pointing out called biotechnology, bio.org. Now, I have not even done a deep dive. I don't even know if this is a shill organization or a shell organization, or if it's actually authentic. Maybe it is. Let's just give the benefit of the doubt that this actually is an authentic organization, and all of the members that are a part of it are Pfizer and all of these, all of the others. All right, let's see if we click through here, become a member directory. Let's take a look. All right, you've got all these pharmaceutical companies. So it looks pretty legit to me. I mean, dozens of and dozens of these pharmaceutical companies in this organization. So Bob Malone is telling us that someone from this organization, a whistleblower, has leaked this document that says it's time to go to the Hill and lobby that it is time for RFK Jr. to go. Why would they do that? He just came out and said that the DTaP vaccine is safe. And I did a video for you on that yesterday. And his advisory committee wants basically newborns to get jabbed for, you know, a cold, the RSV, which when I was a kid, it was never called RSV. It was called the cold. Now, sadly, there are children that may not be able to survive that. And I don't want to minimize that. What I do want to maximize is the fact that this, to me, looks like it's a bunch of new hogwash to make the Maha and I'll start calling it that. That's the Freemasonry term. The Mahabone contingent, if you don't know what I'm talking about, I covered a little bit in my video previously, that the Mahabone is the ancient teachings of the Freemasonry. It's the highest level when you achieve your Master Mason. They whisper the word Maha into your ear. So it's weird that they would even use that acronym. I mean, I was able to do the research. They couldn't. Anyhow, it goes on to say, Bob himself, Bob Malone, says all references to individual statements or actions attributed in the leaked minutes should be understood as excerpts from an internal document that has not been publicly authenticated. That means we don't know if it's true. So he's publishing all of this on a document that we don't even have no verifiable evidence that is even true. It doesn't matter if it's true or not, friends, because what has happened now is that was put in the headlines. And even if he backtracks and says, oh, you know what, that was fake, phony, and fraudulent, it's still in the minds of many of the Bob sycophants who believe that he can do no wrong. And they're going to use that news of a leaked document wanting to get rid of him as proof that he's for the people and not for the government and not for Big Pharma. I know that you can read between the lies. And you know who else can do that? My friend and amazing health freedom advocate and educator, Laura Hayes. And what I want to share with you is the information that she wrote on a blog called Age of Autism. And let me share my screen here, because let me set a little background for you if you didn't see this news earlier. So the ACIP, this stands for the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, ACIP. It's just an advisory committee. And what happened is Bob Kennedy fired all of the previous ones, and many people were applauding it, saying, great, out with the old, in with the new. Well, you know what the new did? The new voted that influenza, that itself sounds like a disease, all right, that's the name of this cocktail, may be used for the prevention of respiratory syncytial virus. You know all about viruses. Yeah, they're invisible and unfound. We'll just put it that way, delicately, on this channel. Do some research. You can read my Substacks and my interview with Christine Massey and also Amanda Vollmer and Sam Bailey and Andrew Kaufman. I've interviewed Dr. Cowan and so many others, and they all have questions about the actual existence of this so-called invisible particle. So the respiratory syncytial virus, which when I was a kid was probably called a cold, now there is this jab that this committee is recommending in infants younger than 8 months of age. Now think about it. Bob wants children and all of those jabs. He wants there to be clinical trials, meaning children, infants under the age of 8 months would be jabbed with this to see if it's worked, if it works and if it's safe. He's in favor of more children becoming human pincushions. He said it himself. He said it in his Senate confirmation hearings. He said it in the measles outbreak, that getting the jab was the best way. It's on the website, the CDC website. So you can do all that research as well. So this is the backstory. And people were applauding the fact that the ACIP said, you know, we need to look at that mercury and we need to look at that thimerosal. In fact, we think that we don't want to approve or recommend thimerosal in the flu jabs any longer. So see the picture, you guys? I know you do. Oh, well, if the thimerosal and mercury is gone, step right up, line right up. Forgetting the whole fact that God didn't make a mistake. We have mechanisms in our own body to handle what's going on. And many would argue that some of these conditions that we go through actually could strengthen our constitution so that we can withstand other ills or conditions down the road. I've also done videos on that. What I want to share with you now is this very astute response to people applauding the ACIP's recommendations. Why they would be applauding it, I don't know. So this is on the website, Age of Autism. You go to ageofautism.com. And this came out a few days ago. And this is the, I would say, opinion of the Age of Autism. So they start out making a few references to Fruit Loops, I guess, because Bob Kennedy wants to get rid of the Fruit Loop red dye and all of that. And again, this is all voluntary. There, nothing has been put in as a policy. So what I want to do is I'll leave this for you, but I want to read to you a part of this opinion piece that says, Age of Autism's Laura Hayes summed up ACIP as sharply as eating a bowl of shredded wheat without milk, shared without permission. So that's what I'm going to do. And I think I will just come off the screen share and I'll just read it to you, but I wanted to show you where that was. So she wrote, it's such a great summary. The results of yesterday's ACIP meeting, no elimination of any cocktails. Now she's using the correct word, but I'm doing this for the algorithm. No elimination of any cocktails currently recommended for pregnant women, children, or adults. No required elimination of mercury-laden thimerosal from the cocktails, or aluminum for that matter, or any other toxic, poisonous, heinous ingredients that comprise each and every cocktail. There was no recall or withdrawal of any improperly and unethically, remember, because they're being done on infants that don't even have a chance to decline. She said, no recall or withdrawal of any improperly and unethically tested and approved cocktail, which is all of them. No moratorium on the cocktails issued, despite known corruption and fraud from manufacturer to mandate, and known dangers, including death, disability, chronic illness, and infertility. And friends, she's speaking as a mother who knows this firsthand. She goes on to write, no declaration that bodily autonomy, parental rights, religious freedom, informed consent, and the ethical practice of medicine cannot take place in the presence of mandates, and therefore mandates must be eliminated. And she's speaking here at these the list that they have on the CDC website. And of course, not only for children, but beyond for adults, and how the government was requiring, basically kicking the can down the road for employers to require this as a condition of employment. She goes on to say, it was apparently more important for the panel to discuss the chikungunya cocktail than what happened to your children and mine after their routine cocktails. More of the same. Unacceptable, inexcusable, a travesty. So I think that's so well put. And then the Age of Autism opinion piece goes on to say, then there are the medical wearables. All right, I've done a few videos exposing that. I'm going to call them injectables. Wearables is much too mild of a term because the filament is injected into your skin, and that is what actually goes to your cell phone and sends bio data from your blood sugar and your heart rate and all kinds of your cholesterol, what have you. And you want that getting into the hands of someone else. So I'm calling them injectables. So then there are the medical injectables from Bob's Twitter account or whoever does the writing. And he wrote, wearables put the power of health back into the hands of the American people. We're launching one of the largest HHS campaigns in history to encourage their use so every American can take control of their health, one data point at a time. It's a key part of our mission to make America healthy. Again, he goes on to say that it's his vision that every American will be injected with this within 4 years. And I did a long video, a couple of long videos about that. And then I did a 3-minute video or a 4-minute video where I replayed some of his comments. So you can see that and just hear it very clearly. So it's also troubling that the government is going to be advertising for this product that costs $80 a month. And this product and the company is owned by Trump's Surgeon General nominee, Casey Means, who's connected to the Rockefellers through her father and has a very strange background, many strange things about that family. And that money would be going to her company. That's billions of dollars, like monthly or something, if you do the math, if every American is paying for that or the government is paying for it. And then your tax dollars are going to fund advertisements for this company. You don't see a conflict of interest, even if you support Trump and you think Bob is doing a great job. You have to admit, that's not, them are pretty rotten apples, I'll put it that way. This Age of Autism opinion piece goes on to say, perhaps Health and Human Services will enlist Oprah to help distribute these products. You get a tracker and you get a tracker. Who gets the data? So it goes on to ask, what if these injectables had been required to track the cooties cocktail status? So many nefarious uses. Will there be any guardrails? So they finish off by saying autism is a man-made epidemic and we finally have a chance to end it. And it doesn't look like Bob has his foot on the accelerator pedal. Now, Laura goes on to give a comment that says, and I think this is really great. She said, regarding the food dyes in Fruit Loops that everybody is applauding, the FDA announced on April 22nd that it will phase out all of the petroleum-based synthetic dyes from the nation's food supply by the end of 2026. But get this, and this is what Laura's pointing out. No formal agreement, no legislation was passed officially banning the substances. Instead, they have a mutual understanding with the food industry that the dyes will progressively be removed, according to Bob Kennedy. In other words, it's voluntary. And we've seen how voluntary works because it normally doesn't. And Laura says, my guess is by the end of 2026, the focus will have shifted elsewhere. It will fall off the radar. And why would such a move take 20 months to implement anyway? And I wonder what the new natural color additives will be. You're going to trust that as well. And of course, I've said many times that the whole red dye is a red herring. It's the low-hanging fruit, and it doesn't really push the needle forward. No employer required you to eat Fruit Loops to keep your job, did they? Did the airlines require you to show that you had eaten Fruit Loops to board a flight? It's so far off base from what needs to be done. It's not funny. So no, you have a choice not to eat Fruit Loops. Nobody's forcing you to do it. You can read the package. All right. So I want to follow up with one last comment from Laura. And this hits so many great points. And I will have a link for you at my Substack, which is peggyhall.substack.com. That usually comes out the day following the airing of the video. Laura writes, speaking of the ACIP panel's recommendation for newer monoclonal antibody RSV shots for babies, she said, below is what I found. So much for the gold standard science. This practice of using newborns, including premature babies, infants, and children for the cocktail and drug testing must stop. It is cruel, inhumane, and immoral. Now, I just need to pause for a second. I didn't see anything in Bob Malone's whistleblower leak. We have to get rid of Bob Kennedy. He didn't talk about any of this. He's been behind the cocktail testing. He's in favor of this. It enriches pharma and it harms children. End of story. Why aren't they calling that out? Yes, I'm flipping my lid. These are children's lives at risk, infants. All right. She goes on to write, this is cruel, inhumane, and immoral. Now, nutrition and breastfeeding and rest and exercise and love and interaction and a safe environment, these are what lead to robust health and proper development, not vial after vial of unconscionable ingredients painfully jabbed into defenseless babies and children. It's child sacrifice of a modern form. There, I said it. And it's a fact. Laura goes on to write, here's what I replied to someone yesterday who asked me if the newer, now recommended RSV shot had been tested against a placebo. If anyone has additional insights, she says, or a different take on Merck's press release, please share in the comments. She said, I did a little research on this newer shot, and this was the press release from Merck. And it says, she summarizes, in two of the three trials, it states that a saline placebo was used. In the third trial, on infants at increased risk, they used a different RSV cocktail, not the saline placebo. Friends, are you okay with infants being tested on? This is heinous. This is child sacrifice. She goes on to say, in clinical trials, when influenza, which I showed you a few minutes ago, which is a very bizarre word in and of itself, was given concomitantly, right, at the same time with routine childhood cocktails. The safety profile of the co-administered regimen was generally comparable to the safety profile when Enflonsia and childhood cocktails were administered alone. In other words, she explains this for us, routine childhood jabs were given at the same time as the newer jab or placebo or the older cocktail to some participants, but they didn't say how many and what percentage. And when Enflonsia and childhood jabs were administered alone, I mean, what does that mean? A few days apart, a few hours apart, a week apart? It doesn't even say. Giving other of these cocktails at the same time wipes out any type of any true placebo being used, even if you wanted to do these tests, which I'm not in favor of. She said, this is not gold science. And declaring that a cocktail that causes adverse side effects is safe because it caused generally comparable adverse side effects as another wrongly declared safe jab. That's like saying, and I love this is what she said, this is like saying heroin is safe because it's no more dangerous than crack. I just think that's a perfect analogy. This is not science. This is deception. So she goes on to say that it, you know, it's basically, it's unacceptable. There is no complete informed consent, or as I like to say, no consent, when this type of information is the extent of that which is shared, and when placebos are administered at the same time with the routine other jabs. It doesn't even make sense that they would do that. She said, most importantly, how is this at all morally, or how is this at all moral or ethical to do this type of testing on precious babies? Friends, you've got to do something for me and go to that Age of Autism blog. You can add comments. You can help to educate other people. That's what we're about here at The Healthy American. The three pillars of my platform include connection, education, and action. And that's what we're doing. We do this in every video. I intend to expose the evil, to share action steps to take. And I think most importantly, we are able to support each other, connect with each other, and realize that what we're seeing and what we are, like our, you know, POV, our point of view is not off base, and we can help encourage each other to stand strong against this tyranny. Let me know in a comment if you saw or read that Substack by Bob Malone. I almost called him Baloney. And hey, maybe that's a new name. Maybe that's his nickname, Bob Baloney. Maybe someone else made that up because it's too good for me to just have thought of it. Well, off the cuff. Anyhow, the two Bobs, I think, are in cahoots to try to save Bob Jr.'s position and make it look like Big Pharma is out to get him when, in fact, he's in the pocket of Big Pharma. And that's just my conclusion based on the evidence and the facts and reasoning and his track record and what he said, and what he's done. Let me take a quick peek at your comments here. I want to thank all of you for being on board. A big shout out to Rhonda and Valerie. They are here day in, day out. They do this as volunteers because they care about the truth. They love to share resources. They love to help answer your questions, guide you to other information, and they engage in a very savvy, cordial manner. And that's what I love about my Healthy Americans. We can have differing points of views, different experiences in our life. We bring that to the forefront. We can have discussions. We can look at different points of view. And that, I think, is what sets the Healthy American channel apart from others that are doomsday. And I don't care for that stuff. So Carolyn says, I have a hard time trusting Bob because of some of the things he said. And Stella says he's deeply compromised. So that's, Stella, I would love for you to explain that to me because I'm having a hard time understanding what that means. He's on the world stage and he could speak out about anything and be protected. So Trump can't protect him. I don't understand what that means, compromise. Has he been compromised for decades? Because this has been his position all along. So maybe I'm missing something. Stella, if you could help me fill in that, I would like to understand it. Ellen said, yes, he's serving evil. And she said, it's just, she doesn't care for that. My vision is everyone wearing a tracker. Yeah, I mean, how is it that so many Bob supporters just completely ignored that? Didn't even bring it up. It hasn't even entered the conversation for many people on Instagram and Substack and all that. It's shocking. It's like the biggest news to me. That's how they really are going to get you there. Alan said half of the people in his small group took it, and Beverly, almost my entire family. I spend the rest of my life wondering. I'm so sorry. It is truly tragic. It is a war. I call it, and many people call it, crimes against humanity. It's a war on the populace. And I am glad to hear your phrase, "I lean on the Lord," friends. That's part of the reason I'm just going to be broadcasting Monday through Thursday. I'm going to take a break from all of the headlines, the hogwash. I've said I don't want to focus too much on Bob Kennedy because I don't even want to legitimize the concept that the government can tell us that we have to take these medical products. It's not even like there's no legitimacy for that at all. So tomorrow we're going to talk about good news, about some of the public serpents going behind bars, more corruption that's being uncovered. And then I want to share with you on Thursday, I'm going to do my unboxing of my natural dental health. Let me know in a comment, and you can email me support@thehealthyamerican.org. What topics would you like to see me cover? I mean, this is called The Healthy American. I want us to be healthy in our body, our mind, our spirit, our outlook, our intellect, definitely stand up against the tyrants, but let's not get so wrapped up into it that we lose sight of the rest of our beautiful lives. I mean, we've got so many blessings, and when we count our blessings and we lean on the Lord and we have support from other people and we have purpose and passion in life and we feel gratitude for every breath, that, in my opinion, is the best way to outwit the nitwits and not let them steal our joy. So I don't like to spend too much time in this kind of stuff, but it is important to expose the evil. The Bible calls us to do so. Expose it and then don't have anything to do with it. So I'm not going to obsess over it, but I do want to bring that education forward. And when something this egregious pops up, like a cover story for Kennedy, it's like, no, I got to call that out. I can't let that one go by. Ellen said when she was a kid, we got two kinds of measles, mumps, and chicken pox. No one died. Nobody died that I know of. Carolyn had to have the polio vaccine. Luckily, I wasn't a part of that. That was before my time, just in the nick of time. Liz said that her mom had passed away as well. I am so sorry for your losses, friends. I do have videos on this channel about life after loss and grieving, and there's a whole playlist about grief. If and when you find the time that you would like to hear something about that, I pray that will be helpful for you. Ellen said pretty much everyone she knows is taking the cocktail, and there's a lot of difficulties. Many people are waking up to it, and they realize that that's the cause of it, and I guess that's something to be glad for. Why would you put support behind someone who's capitulating under duress? That's Alan's question. That's a good point as well, Alan. Even if we accept this other narrative that's being pushed that Kennedy has been compromised or blackmailed or somebody's putting him up to it. Well, I don't buy that, but let's just say if you accept that premise, you would even go along with that, that somebody would capitulate under that? You make an excellent point, and I agree with you. And you know, people are pointing out some names in the comments, and I would like for you to read those comments and do your research. I don't really like to point fingers at individuals unless it's really egregious, like this one with Bob Baloney. I couldn't believe that he trotted that out and then buried within the story more than once. Well, I don't know if this is really true. Well, it hasn't been validated. You're bringing it out? That's strange. And remember, like I said yesterday, they'll show you a really delicious cupcake and then you're focused on the frosting, at least I am. And then they bury the stuff that they want to get, you know, out to you, and they will feed you 99 truths to slip in one lie. That's one of how the sayings go. That's how that saying goes. All right. So, there's so many comments here, friends. I'm going to wrap up and I will read these comments and then I will also respond to those in the Substack or in an upcoming video. And I just want to thank you. I really love Beverly's comment, and I'll end on this. She says, I take breaks from the internet. If the Lord wants to use me, he will give me the strength, but he guides us too. And you know, Beverly, I really feel that, like, your God-given conscience, the Holy Spirit, for those believers, you feel guided by that. And that's why I took like a 2-week break recently. I literally had maybe a couple of new videos and I replayed a lot of top hits because I needed, for my own well-being, to take a break from the heavy news. So it's important to do so, but it's also important to be supported. And that's why I love our community. I want to be here and help answer your questions and help others know that they're not alone when they're discerning that something is off with some of these characters and public serpents that are being trotted out in front of us. So thank you, everyone. I do pray for everyone in our community. And I know there are people that are suffering, and I pray that God will use that for your good. And I don't know if that came out right, that he will alleviate your suffering and that we will all grow through these trials and tribulations that we have been through. So I do stumble over my words as well. This is not scripted. I just come on and speak from the heart. And I thank all of you for your grace, because I certainly have my own faults and frailties, as we all do. So I have a great deal of compassion for everyone that has suffered, especially those that made choices that now they regret. So thank you, everybody. And I look forward to seeing you. The new time is 8 p.m. Eastern. That's 5 p.m. Pacific, Monday through Thursday, and always over at peggyhall.substack.com. That's where you can find me if I ever go missing from this channel. Take care, everybody.